Parshas Vayishlach, we start off with the confrontation between Yaakov and Esav. This is the beginning of a battle that will last for Deiris, or Betzim Asoikol Deiris. So Yaakov is greeting Esav, and he's telling him basically to back off, that he can win or whatever it is. And different lashonos, either he's trying to be memayit the bracha, or he's trying to tell him, I was able to persist and I'll be able to do it here also. So the things he tells him is, Kaisayim ladin leitzav, Kayom abdecha Yaakov, im lovim garte vechad ata, vayhiri shor vechamor tzem ve'el v'shifcha. I had a shor and a chamor and a tzon and so on. L'chura over here, it's strange. The loss of shor v'chamor, Rashi explains what it means. But it's hard to understand. He picked shor and chamor. We don't find a record of shor and chamor before in the Pasha. If he's trying to tell them that we were successful, he should say tzoin, or he's able to get a lot of tzoin. We don't find shor v'chamor. There seems to be a particular mashmos. You know, shor v'chamor is one inyan, tzoin ve'evet v'shifcha seems to be another inyan. But trying to understand a little bit what Yaakov Avinu picked in wanting to point out shor and chamor specifically. And Chazal give different hagdaris and so on, what the shor v'chamor is. There's two things I wanted to pick up from Chazal. Both of them are about the shor and chamor, but the one is litzad hara and one is litzad hatov. The Chazal say that the Zohar Kodesh says vayilu shor v'chamor inon trei gizrei dinin. It says like this. The Zohar Kodesh explains the entire conversation, and the thrust of the conversation, as Zohar Kodesh explains, is to show how much he was able to survive by Lavan, not one day, not 2 days, but a long time. And then he says, "Vayhili shor v'chamor v'itayim adolei solik b'yadi klum." And if you think that I came up empty-handed, it's not true. "Vayhili shor v'chamor ad shor v'chamor inon shrei gizrei dinim." These are two elements of the Midas Hadin that when they come together, they are terribly destructive. In other words, the Shor and Chamor together is a very destructive force. So basically, Yaakov said, I was able to take a shor and chamor out of Lavan's hands. Shor and chamor are very powerful and difficult forces. These are something which is, if they put together, it is extremely dangerous. I wrested it from Lavan. That's, I guess, the thrust of Isaiah says. So you have one type of one inyan that shor and chamor are a terrible combination of kohos. And Yaakov is kilo saying, I survived it. I was able to get out of Lavan and take away the shor v'chamor from him. That's one oifin of the explanation of it. The other oifin is, and this is the way Chazal said it in Bereishis Rabbah, that shor v'chamor are positive in Yonim. In other words, it's the count of what is. What did I get that's good? What good have I accomplished? Rabbanan Amri, Vayidah Shor V'chamor. Rabbanan Amri, Shor is a Moshuach Mulchama. A Shor is a Moshuach Mulchama. Shenema B'choy Shoroi Hodoloi. That a Shor is the one who is the Moshuach Mulchama. Like it says, B'choy Shor Hodoloi. Doesn't quite clear where it is, but It just says that it will be come from the Zer of Yosef. Chamor is a Melech HaMashiach. Shenema Oni V'Rechev HaChamor. So you have the Mashuach Mulchama versus the Melech HaMashiach. Those are two different inyanim. and each one will be I attain both of them together. It's very hard to, what's the, I mean, it has to be something that has a shaykh to each other. It says the Mashiach Muhammad together with the Melech HaMashiach. So the Mefarshim explain on the Medrash that Mashiach Muhammad is going on Yosef, he'll be from Bnei Ephraim. I would assume it's not a stretch to say that we're talking about Mashiach ben Yosef. So Mashiach Muhammad is Mashiach ben Yosef. It says he will die in Muhammad. Now, if you're looking for Chamor to be Melech HaMashiach, Oni Berech HaChamor is a pretty dreary description of Melech HaMashiach. Yes, it is going to Melech HaMashiach, and Chazal speak about it, that it says when it's not Zochaloi. Zocha, it says Vasa Beziri Anna, and Loi Zocha, it's Oni Berech HaChamor. Pchoshar HaDaloi is Klal Yisrael in its magnificence. Yosef Atzarek b'chor shayrei hodor loy, the firstborn who's the shayre of Klal Yisrael is graced with hodor. That's a very powerfully positive pasuk. Oni v'rech v'chamor seems to be a wretched pasuk. Kind of, yeah, Mashiach will come in with a chamor, which is an oni's mode of transportation. So what is the combination? It's two things that go hand in hand: the b'chor shor hadolai of the Mashiach Muhammad and the onivarech of chamoyer on the Melech HaMashiach. That is the nekuda the way Chazal saw it. Similarly, Chazal say davach v'yishav v'chamor for the under pasha shor ze Yosef shenem b'chor shor hadolai chamor ze yisachar d'chsiv yisachar magar. So we find another combination of two inyanim of the b'chor yisrael. You have Yosef and Yisachar. Yosef it says shor in the brachas, and Yisachar says chamor. What nekuda in Yosef versus what nekuda in Yisachar? Uben b'noy shal Yosef oimid lechalot es amolik shenema vayachlu shishu es amolik v'samal ficharev. Yosef's grandchildren, like Yeshua, is going to destroy Amalek, which is very similar to Mashiach Muhammad that we saw before. Ubanav shal Yisachar yodin ma'kadosh baruch hu oseh ba'olamim, and the children of Yisachar, they know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind. Shenem obnei Yisachar yodin bina le'itim l'das ma'yasi Yisrael. So it's very, again, the combination is very strange. Mela, that Yosef is a shayr, and that it says that it's oimid l'chalos amolek, we can attribute the maila of being fighting amolek with the koach of a shayr. That seems to be a very very clear representation. He's like a strong axe. He will uproot and butt the forces of amolek. That fits well. But you're saying that Yisachar is a chamor. In what sense is a chamor? That he understands what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do. Yisachar yeri bina. Where in the maila of chamor does bina lie? There's not a. It doesn't seem to us that that's the koyach chamor. Koyach asher lies in its strength and its power and force. Fine. That makes sense to be the one that uproots and fights Amalek. But where is there any nekuda of echshivas in the chamoyer's? It's true. It says Yisachar chamoyer garem, and then Yisachar yoidei bina leitim. Where is the yoidei bina leitim? Where does it lie in the chamoyer sheva? That is the nekuda. The also same thing nekuda. We find sharon chamoyer, and you don't find any type of correlation between A, what the chamor is to the koch of Yisachar, and two, what is and how do they go together? He said, I had a shor and a chamor. I was able to leash together shor and chamor. Where's the combination of shor and chamor? The one more point. It says in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, L'oilam yasam adam atzma el divetere kishor la'oil u'chamor la'masi. a person should always apply himself to Divrei Torah like a shor for an ol and a chamor for a masi. Each one has a mila. A shor it plows, a chamor carries a masa. Same thing, a person should apply himself to a Torah in the same way. If Chazal are just choosing nice things that need for the Torah, I could enlarge the list. Okay, tzvil is rizus. Okay, real gvura. Okay, you know, take all the chayas and so on, and list them. I mean, if you're listing milas and tunas and nefesh, of they're important. If it's not specifically chamor and shor that these are two. These are the two main supports of it. You could list a lot of all the things that Chazal say about different chayis that are so wonderful. Each one has its own tchuna. You could add it also. You could be like a tzoyin for being like a yoyna for being neman. Every maila has a maila for Torah. But it says Chazal wa oimid that shur and chamor complement each other, that the masui and the ol are two different in yanim. The chorifas is the same. Both of them carry; they schlep, and Chazal seem to have found that these are the two crucial axes on which you have to support Torah. And if everything else is wonderful, milas, the zrizus, nemanis, and tznias, whatever you want, you can put in. But absolutely crucial are these two, and these two obviously complement each other because they're very different. Chazal say on the side of Ra, on a shoyer, that dalad minim geyas niver boilam, geyas shebehem asher. There are four different types of balagaiva, those proud animals, and a shoyer is amongst behemoths, and therefore it says aroya shoyer b'chaloyim yashkin v'yema b'chor shoyer hodoloi koydem nizmizam loy lepasik ki yigach shoyer ish asreihu. So Chazal say that the midah of gaiva is inherent to the shor, and therefore it's a dangerous animal in that sense. And therefore, if a person sees a dream, he should take to himself the pasuk b'chor shor hadaloi before he gets to the pasuk yigach shor ish asreihu. So the zelu maseh of ki yigach shor ish asreihu is b'chor shor hadaloi. What's the good side of ki yashar yishas v'eyu that's represented b'chor shor hadaloi? On chamor, Chazal say, it says chamor is a inyan of chumrius, psar chamor imsoram, but it also says on Shechem, the Zohar says on Yisacha, why are they nimshal to chamor? Begin the chamor notul mitula. The chamor accepts masa and is not boyet v'raboy like other animals. That is the chamor nekuda. Let's understand a little bit what so these are two inyanim, the koyach of b'chayr and the koyach of shayr, that are in the bria itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed them at two kochos. One, the shor expresses, one, the chamor expresses. Both of them are in a certain sense contradictory, and one needs to take both those koichas together if one is to be matzliach and to be oimid neged esav and so on. So let's talk a little about these two koichas, what they are and where they stand in koichas ha-nefesh. Let's give a mashal. When a person has a car, so he can, when a person is driving a car, he can arrange the car from the gears and so on in two different ways. One is to go faster and be able to pull less, or he can pull more and go much slower. The energy that he has can go be ikker into driving forward, or be ikker into taking a large mass and going slowly. That's a choice that he has. When a person wants the engine to work, he needs a spark plug where the chshivas of the spark plug is an extraordinary amount of energy for a very, very specific nekuda, for a very short time, and the engine burning needs to be a consistent burning at a certain level that's by far less in a certain sense than the power that the spark plug gave out. In the Kreichas HaNefesh of a person, Rav Volbo writes, he brings down from the Shari Kedusha of Rav Chaim Vital. Rav Chaim Vital, I'm not saying anything Rav Volbo's adding. When he analyzed the Kreichas HaNefesh of a person, the Dalad Yesodos can be translated into the Kreichas HaNefesh of a person, and which the Shari Kedusha does. There's the Koach in a person of fire, which is expressed itself in the midas of gaiva and kas and etc. And there's the koach of offer, earth, which expresses itself in atzlus and so on. Those are the bad koachos hanefesh. But before we get to the bad or the good, the koach of eish is to constantly move. It's constantly in motion. It's always burning. It's always, quote unquote, alive. It's going there. But the teva of Eish is that it burns out. Eish is something that it goes until it consumes the fuel. Vasnenenu ukal is a nes. Teva Eish is it consumes. It's dynamic. It's going, but it fizzles out. The teva of Ofer is the exact opposite. Ofer is not going anywhere. Ofer just stands and vegetates. Or doesn't vegetate, it stands and just does nothing. On the other hand, it says, we saw the Rambam, it says in the Pashtits we saw that the bracha of Kafar Ha'aretz to Yaakov was just like the Ofer is mechala all those who try to be mechalit, so too Christ will outlast it. Everybody steps on the earth, everybody makes use of the earth, everybody pounds the earth, but at the end of the day, the earth outlasts everyone else. Same thing, Klal Yisrael and its oppressors. That's the Rambam, the way he teaches the bracha of Kafar Aretz. Those are two kochos hanefesh in a person. One is the driving force, the force that seeks to go, the ambition in the person, the fire in the person, and the other one is, if we can look at it for Midah's sake, it's Savlonis. We learned last night about Savlonis. The Midah of Savlonis is to be able to accept. It's the passive power of a person of being able to forbear, to bear and to forbear. So, and that's Shayach to the Midah of Ofermor. Those are two tchunas hanefesh that are contradictory. The person who's ambitious has no patience, and the person who's patient is close to being apathetic and close to not having any ambition. Those tchunas hanefesh seem to conjugate in two poles: the active, forceful, driven, impatient one, and the forbearing, slow, consistent, almost apathetic one. Those are the two poles of these two midas, and they are extremely distinct from each other. In the malchus of animals, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed those tchunas hanefesh in a shor and a chamor. A shor is gvura. A shor is someone that's pressing ahead. The shor is impatient. He moves. So what you try to do with the shor is you harness its movement. The reason why you put an ol on it, you can't pack a lot of packages on a shor. Shor doesn't like having a lot of packages. But you can harness his impatience and his movement, and he'll schlep the plow and plow the field. That's the koyach of shor. The koyach of chamor is that he accepts a lot. In other words, you compile a lot of packages on it. But he doesn't go very fast. He's not terribly driven. It's the same tchuna that doesn't care so much if you put all these packages on it. It doesn't frustrate him. He also doesn't walk very quickly because it couldn't care very much to go anywhere. So the apathy of the chamor, it makes it good for carrying packages and lousy for plowing a field. And the impatience of the shur and the drive of the shur makes him ideal for plowing the field and very difficult to carry things on it. Those are the two koiches HaKadosh Baruch Hu embedded in these two animals, in shur and chamor. In the world of Ra, these two kochos, if they ever were to come together, would be terrible. In other words, if in Ra has a mila that the terribly wicked have always destroyed themselves. They burn out of control. A person who is out of control is people who are demonic in their bed are demons in their metzias, and they usually destroy themselves. All the great Rishoyim in history have destroyed themselves with their own impatience. They conquered until they destroyed themselves in their conquest. That's been the history, because the Koach of Shor allows it to burn out, to flare out, and that's it. That's the Maila of that's why Shor and Chamor have to be kept apart. That's what the Zohar Kodesh says. Shor is the mid of Geus, and it's the mid of wanting to conquer and to do, and the person's boundless. The Maila of such a Russia is a very, very, very big Russia destroys himself on his rishis, because it's like a bubble. It keeps blowing and blowing and blowing and explodes. That's been the history, the Datsal of the world from all those Rishayim. Chamor, it doesn't go anywhere. He doesn't explode. He sits there, but he's not terribly effective. He's not doing anything because he sits in his place and not much happens. So he's a passive Russia. He likes taivas and that's it. But not the Besar Chamorim Sarim doesn't destroy the world, because it's a non-destructive, it's a passive type Yitzhar. That is the Koyach Hara. Chas v'Sholom, if there's a Chibur between those Kochos Hara, then the world would be destroyed. And that's why the Zohar Kodesh says there's a Chiyuv to separate, not to plow together with the Shor and the Chamor. Mitzara Toif. Yaakov Avinu is the third of the Avos. And his Mida is the Mida, like of a Yovel Kosva Shlishi Vachriya Beinehem. In Avram, Avram did not last. Avram's children were not automatic Jewish. Yitzhak's children were not automatic. Yaakov's were. Yaakov produced the koach of Netzach Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael's being Nitzchias, and he did it Beika by being mechaber opposite kochos in a way that they became. That an equilibrium was of Nitzchias was reached. But everything in the Bria, Maral says, and we've seen a lot of times, I mean, this is one of his biggest sayings, that any one Mida is self-destructive. Any katzer, he calls it. Any end. In other words, if you take any one Mida and go till the end, it's a dead end. It's true about Chesed, and it's true about Gvura. It's true about any type of, if a person is only this or only that, he will destroy. The only thing that has a hemshech and a kiyum is Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov's mida is balancing the opposite midas of Avram Yitzchak. Avram and Yitzchak were opposite in the full sense of the word, and b'meila balancing the two, he is able to attain an equilibrium that stays forever. Things that are in equilibrium stay forever. The two koiches that are opposite in a person, in terms of the etzem koich ha'adam, are these two koiches. So Yaakov Avinu went to Beis Lavan, and Beis Lavan had in itself, Yaakov Avinu accomplished two things in Beis Lavan. One, Lavan tried to keep him there forever. Say, Asaras Mainim Echlatas Maskurti, you've if we were going with Lovin's accounting system, you'd never get out of there. Like the in all the stories about indentured servants and so on, that the owners used to make it so tough for them that no matter how long they worked, they were always still in debt and always still just surviving. By Lovin's count, he would have been there forever, because every time he finished a payment, he said, "Oh, we forgot there's another payment." So that was Lovin's one aspect, and also he could not accomplish anything. It was a sort of precursor to Avdus. Lovin was the house where Yaakov was a virtual Avdus. He could not accomplish anything. Lovin said, "Everything belongs to me. You know, all of this is mine." And also there was no way out. Lovin kept me forever. Yaakov Avinu did two things. He survived for Eicher Ad Ato. He kept going. He was persistent, and he came out with a Chush Gadol. In other words, a person would have been impatient, would have exploded a long time ago. A person would have been apathetic, would have come out a beaten person without anything. He was under Lovin and came out for Chush Gadol. It's like I was also an Eved with no clear sign of when I would come out, and I came out with tremendous accomplishments. Yaakov Avinu wedded these two Koiches HaNefesh, because any one of those two would not have gotten to where he was. That was Yaakov's position. Esav, it says, Esav is called Tahom. Just like a Tahom has no end, so does Malchus Esav not have an end. In the four Goliaths, which we'll learn about, in the four Goliaths, the four Malchus, each Malchus has in itself a certain end to itself, and b'meila it's not so dangerous. Edom's tchuna, Malchus of Edom, is endless. It's a tahom. It doesn't end anywhere. So Klal Yisrael has two problems. Just like in Mitzrayim, it says v'achakin yetzu v'chush gadol. We can become if the kochos hanefesh of a person are just proactive kochos hanefesh, they will long ago become frustrated in the galus of Edom, because when a person strives to do and accomplish, he's not patient. He's not patient, and once, twice, three times, four times, if it doesn't go, he sputters out. And that's it. I tried. How many times did I try? The people, the other tchuna is, you become lackadaisical and apathetic, and you don't accomplish anything. You survive. Survival mode means your only duty is just to stay around. Don't think of accomplishing anything. That's the golos that we're in. That's Malchus Edom. And the Ramban says at the end of the parish of Vayechi that this is the golos we're in now. It's an endless golos, and Atzmaseinu Yevesha. And the ability to come out with the Chush Gadol seems to be incredibly impossible. Let's get back to the Indian to our Indian here and explain the pieces. So you have two types of Koch Sanefesh. It says that Yaakov Avinu left Lavan when Yosef was born, because Yosef is the Sitna Shel Esav. He is Esav's antagonist. And Chazal give a mashal, it's like when you have a whole pile of hay, one spark comes and it destroys it all. So what do you need everybody else for? I mean, Esav is the spark plug. So finished. The teretz is, there's the spark and there's the esh. There are fires that are very quick, and they burn very quickly, they start very quickly, burn very quickly, but they're not very intense, and it doesn't do a thorough job, and it doesn't become very hot even. And there are some things, it's a slow, steady fire, it doesn't start, so when you want to burn wood takes a long time to get it to burn. And when it burns, it's a slow, steady, but a very deep and penetrating fire. Yosef is the spark plug of Klal Yisrael. But so to start the milchama against Esav, you need Yosef. But to keep the fire burning, Yosef's not the right person for it. And that's really the combination, the oimik of the mouth of the two kohos and klai, so two mashiachs. What do we need a mashiach and Yosef, mashiach and David for? The teretz is the kohos of sparking the geula and the kohos of continuing the geula are two separate kohos. Yosef starts the process of geula, and that is an extraordinary koach. But it's the koach of the ignition. It's the koach of the spark plug. It sparks. Klal Yisrael is in Golos, and Moshe Yosef rises and makes Mulchama. But the consistency and the persistence of the Mahal Gula is not in Yosef's hands. That's in Yehuda's hands. So the two Mashichim, the Shor and Chamor, are two Mashichim in Klal Yisrael. Two poles in Klal Yisrael, which give, each one gives its inyan. Let's explain it in terms of Yisachar, Klal Yisrael, say. That the Medrash says. The Gemara says that for learning, you're supposed to sit in, you're not supposed to be in the sun, you're not supposed to be it's not supposed to be in the rain. You know, you're allowed to walk in and out to protect yourself from the rain and the sun and the Beis Medrash. It's not called using Beis Medrash for personal gain. It says that Shmaitze Boit Slusa, the learning requires a clarity of mind. Yisachar, it says, was somebody that when the Golos started, so they lost their ability. It says by Achashverosh, they said, we don't have the clarity because it's like wine with dregs. If you stir it, the dregs get mixed up again and there's a lack of clarity. A person who's not b'mnuchas ha-nefesh does not learn well. So the Yisachar's Maila is Savlonis. There's a famous word from Chazanish. Chazanish says it, sorry, Chazanish says it a little bit differently. I think Rabbi Yochum says it. It says, Vayar Menucha Kitoiv Vayet Shichma Lispo. That Yisachar saw that Menucha is good. He saw that resting is a good thing. So Vayet Shichma Lispo. He decided to forbear. It's different. It's like saying I found out that a vacation in Florida is great, and therefore I decided to stay in New York and work. That's what it says. He says he likes Menucha. He saw Menucha is very valuable, and therefore he decided to stick around and to be sovel. So Biruchim writes that here in Asenis, there is no such thing as Menucha unless you're sovel. The only real Menuchas HaNefesh is the Midah of Savlanis. If I try to arrange Menuchas HaNefesh by clearing out all the obstacles, I will never succeed. There's forever and forever an obstacle in my way. If I clear out the obstacles by not allowing obstacles to bother me, that's when I can actually have Menuchas HaNefesh. So the Midah of Yisachar, of being nosei and sovel, the packages, is the midah that allows him to have bina. Smart people that are very quick, the same person who's very quick and impatient, chaps, one, two, three, blurts an answer, but he can't sit and think. There's no mahalach of bina because he's impatient, and he doesn't have the clarity of mind to sit and to think and to digest and ponder and understand. Yisachar is the chamor in Klal Yisrael because he has that koach. So vayhili shor chamor means I now have the full complement of kohos, allowing me to be menatzeach. Esav requires both. Esav requires a patience and drive, and an extraordinary drive, because Esav has both of them in a way of malchus ra. So Yaakov came to him and Yaakov said, I have Shor v'chamor, it means Yosef and Yisachar. It means the Melech HaMashuach Mulchama and Melech HaMashiach. The other Shevet that's Nogeh is Yehuda. Yehuda's Maila is Tshuva, because Tshuva requires the second Mahalach. Tshuva is, even if I've stumbled 100 times, I will pick myself up the 101st time. That is the mohus of the malchus of tshuva of Yehuda. When we talk about Yaakov Avinu, we talk about the kochos hanefesh that are relevant. This is the way it ought to be. When we look at Avram, we look at one side, at a great side. When we look at Yitzchak, we look at a second side. When we look at Yaakov, we're looking at kochos hanefesh that are a model. Sometimes you find a model for a particular koach. For a complete surah, Yaakov is the model. A person's kochos hanefesh of people vary, but inevitably every person is tilted in a certain way. If a person, some people are lackadaisical, apathetic, calm, and in that framework, they can tolerate a lot, but they're not pushing. They don't push themselves to learn more later. Even when things are not going so well, they're kind of sluggish. There's another type of person. He's full of action, emotion, drive, and he's making another seder in the morning before the night, and after night, and so on and so forth. But they peter out. There's not a sense of continuity in that mahalach. It's tons and tons of great projects and starts, but consistency is not there. A person needs to balance both of those two koiches. In the world of Ra, affects a person in two ways. It dampens his enthusiasm for doing, and it schleps him endlessly before he sees success. The person who's patient doesn't do much. He survives, which is fine, but that's it. And the person who's driven gives up, because it just how many times can a person start and fail? And that whole midah, a person can't be in high gear all the time. A person can't be in extraordinary mode all the time. Yaakov Avinu's base medrash was Lavan. He outweighed Lavan, and he was raising his tzayin on the Lavan's nose. He had the patience. Someone else, the tzayin, he worked 7 years and 7 years and 7 years. As soon as he finished something, something else came up. It's like somebody being sentenced to jail, and at the end of 7 years, being told, "We decided to double your sentence, and we decided to triple your sentence." It's endless. On the other hand, all the time Yaakov was sinking in his energy and bringing out the tzayin. And that's where we need to, our kochos hanefesh in avoda, and especially learning, which is, it's a long winter, and we need to have both kochos hanefesh. Some people are habitually, they do what they're supposed to do, so they'll always be here for say, they'll always be with this or with that, but that type of koach doesn't usually give any drive. There's a little ambition, there's a little drive to do more than that, better than that, and extra. You know, I do what I'm supposed to do. So that's consistent, but it's very low. There's no, it's not going anywhere. There's some people that by their nature, they're very, very driven, and they try great things, but great things tend to fall. And a person doesn't have the consistency to keep pushing, even though there are no immediate results. Just like the Zohar Kodesh says, that these two koiches of Shor and Chamor, if they were to get together the Ra of Shor and Chamor, they would destroy the world. In the Tzad HaTov, if a person is able to merge those two koiches, the koach of doing and the koach of consistency, the koach of savlonis, together with the koach of shor, the chamor that you can pile on as much as there is, as many other distraction he has, he doesn't fret with it, and yet he still keeps moving forward. It's a koach of binyan. When Yaakov, the Torah is showing us, when the great battle, which will take us to the end of history, between Yaakov and Esau, when they square off, Yaakov says, I have my Shor and Chamor ready. In my koiches, I have my Yisachar and my Yosef. I have the ability to strive forward and the ability to forbear. I have Mashiach and Yosef, who is the spark of Ruchnius, and I have Yehuda, who keeps the fire going. I have Yosef, who is the energetic driver, and I have Yisachar that sits and learns. When we have those two koiches, that will take us till the end of the day. Shams. Thank you.